Unit 1. No poverty, zero hunger. 2. Topic-related vocabulary check. 2.1. Listen and fill in the blanks. Poverty. The state of being extremely poor. Undernourished. Unhealthy and weak due to not enough food. Obese. Very overweight in a way that is unhealthy. Eradicate. To completely get rid of something, such as a disease or a social problem. Sanitation. The protection of public health by removing and treating waste, etc. Underweight. Weighing less than is expected or normal. Disaster. A sudden event such as a flood or storm which causes great damage. Malnutrition. Lack of proper nutrition. Stunted. Not developing properly to full size. Orphanage. A large house where children who are orphans live and are taken care of. 4. Understanding SDGs. No poverty, zero hunger. 4.1. Listen and fill in the blanks. Goal 1. No poverty. End poverty in all its forms everywhere. Eradicating extreme poverty is one of the crucial issues in the world. The number of people living in extreme poverty declined by more than half between 1990 and 2015. But still, one person in every 10 is extremely poor. Half of all people living in poverty are under 14 years old. Those people lack food, clean drinking water, sanitation, medical care, and education. Disasters can often lead to a fall in economic development and make poverty worse. It is estimated that disasters resulted in more than $3 trillion of direct economic losses from 1998 to 2017. Moreover, 1.3 million people died from climate-related disasters. Goal 2. Zero hunger. End hunger, achieve food security and improved nutrition, and promote sustainable agriculture. Unfortunately, extreme hunger and malnutrition in the world affected about 821 million people in 2017. And also, 149 million children under 5 suffered from stunting, and 49 million children were underweight. These people were hungry and undernourished due to environmental degradation, conflict, and drought. The number of undernourished people has been on the rise since 2014, from 784 million people. On the other hand, 40 million children under 5 years of age were overweight in 2018. In order to end hunger and malnutrition, it is crucial to support small-scale farmers, create equal access to land, develop technology and markets, and encourage sustainable agriculture. It is also necessary to help develop agriculture in developing countries. To improve agricultural productivity, we will need to have international cooperation to establish investment in infrastructure and technology. 5. Reading. Food Bank. 5.1. Do you know about food banks? Are there any food banks in Japan? Even though there are over 700 million people living without enough food in the world, more than one-third of food produced is disposed of every year for various reasons, such as damaged packaging. In fact, those foods are still edible and safe. The amount of food loss in Japan is substantial compared to the total amount of food aid distributed worldwide. Food banks are one of the solutions for food loss. Food banks collect surplus food and distribute it to those who need food support, such as orphanages, women's shelters, welfare agencies, NPOs, and community centers. Food banking has many advantages, not only for donors, but also for beneficiaries. Donors, including food manufacturers, food importers, and farmers, can reduce their disposal costs. They can also distribute free samples to recipient agencies to promote their products. Since donating is a corporate social responsibility, CSR, donors can also make an impact on the community. Beneficiaries can reduce food expenses and save money as well. They can also eat nutritious food and also enjoy some premium snacks or newly released sweets that they could not normally afford to buy. Second Harvest Japan is the first food bank in Japan. Since it started its activities in 2002, the amount of deliveries grew from 30 tons to 3,152 tons in 2012. This is an increase of over 100 times. To support its activities, we need to donate food and money. We can also donate our time to help them as a volunteer.